intellectual level. Don't come in back. Am I right that almost all the countries in Europe now accept homosexuality in their laws?
Well, okay. First of all, morality is something that should govern us all, govern our conduct. Morality, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Homosexuality. Most societies, most modern societies, certainly most Western societies, now accept homosexuality as a natural part of the human nature. And I suppose all of us have within us both the feminine and the masculine as part of our personality. If there's a distinction between...
You're getting a physiological way to justify this.
But no, what I would say about homosexuality in relation to us in Dominica and in the Caribbean generally. Homosexual acts in our law are criminal acts.
Correct.
And subject to imprisonment and so on. I think that's totally wrong.
Thank you.
What a person does in the privacy of his home with another person is his business.
Absolutely.
He's answerable to
but
God and not to
Brian,
not to
say, but this is immoral. The Bible says so on.
Yes,
how do you answer that?
But I would say, yes, it's immoral. But that's not for me to judge any individual on that. But the for me, the fundamental issue is not whether it's immoral or not. That's between the people and their God. The fundamental issue is it a crime? Is it, okay, should a person be sent to prison for what he does in his bedroom with the consent of the other party? Should he be sent to prison?
You have a point. For instance, are there no laws against adultery, are there?
No.
Exactly.
No.
No, we would say it's immoral to be having an affair with somebody.
Yes.
Fair enough. So I think even the audience out there would accept that logic.
I'm not sure of that.
The
feelings are very, very strong,
strong
on that
issue.
And I'm sure next week in whatever paper I'll be drawn across the carpet for what I've said.
That's it.
But I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Well, Brian, and I said it recently and I would say it again, and I'm glad we're on common mind there. But you know, Brian, now again, that's where politics comes out. I'm just going to move on, but for instance, and some people say, Parry, you never criticize the Prime Minister, but I do from time to time. I mean, I have a different view from him. He made it very strong, a statement once, when there was an issue, I don't know if you were wrong, a few years ago, when people like Dr. Carissa Aitken and some of the PAHO people were saying, look, to really deal with this HIV thing, we need people to be more forthcoming with their sexual practice. And especially gay people, gay men, will not come out if it's against the law and so on. Although, as you will accept, the police don't seem to be too active in bringing people to jail for homosexuality and so on. But
that is actually impractical because you can't break into a person's house and catch them in the act.
Fair enough. You know? But there was this argument out there that we need to change the laws in the Caribbean and certainly in Dominica. And the Prime Minister made a statement, I think the words to the effect, as long as he's Prime Minister, he's not going to change any law against that.
Mm-hmm.
And I interpret that to say that, look, he reflects as a politician.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the vast majority of Dominicans want that law to stay.
Yeah.
And therefore, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he wrong or right?
In my view, he's wrong. But most people would agree with him. And of course, there's the issue of political expediency. He knows that he'll get blows for doing a thing like that.
But I think
as a leader, you need to take moral leadership. You need to take leadership. And if he thinks that it's wrong to imprison people for their sexual practices in private, with consenting adults.
Well, let's be fair. He's not talking about imprisoning people, because we know that's not happening. We're talking about removing it from the books. Now, Brian, that's where, again, going back to Dr. Aaron's article, that's precisely the point he's making.
Compromise.
And a politician may say, look, especially I have an election coming up in a year's time. I'm not going to ostracize a whole set of people.
I understand that perfectly.
But one could argue, and you said he would be wrong to be taking that stance because of political expediency.
Mm-hmm.
But if he, as an intelligent people, things like us,
mm-hmm,
and as we say, most Western developed modern societies now. But he's saying, look, my people need to be more educated. If I get elected again, I will start the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I will get more people to talk about Dogbert. So that by the time of the next election, or two election time.
Yeah.
So you see how this...
I can accept that. As I say, I was a practical politician for 20 years. And I understand these
that
dynamics.
Is the point, I dare say, Philbert Aaron was trying to make.
Well, he could have made it in a way that would not have misled people and corrupted their minds. That's my issue with it.
But Brian, do you really believe someone like Dr. Philbert Eyre will be telling people out there, don't worry about truth and honesty and integrity?
That might not have been his intention, but to me that's the impact of that.
Well,
of
people that, who were looking at it to find an issue. Yeah. And you hinted that in your article, is that how the government does? Because people like you and others seem to keep suggesting and implying that is how the government is operating. There is no integrity. I'm sure integrity is all of it. But we move on from that subject. Brian, you have taken a strong view of the need for us to be in the Caribbean, to be serious about our